5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday, and I am gazing out of the official weather window here, and it is getting pretty clear, that we're going to have those thunderstorms arriving, I would say momentarily. I'm hoping against hope they hold off just an hour. That's all I need. Right, finish up the little show, make my way inside, commence happy hour maneuvers at Bar-a-Lago, and there we go. I understand Rich Herrera is off tomorrow and Friday. As somebody asked me, what's going on? I don't know. I mean, I know what's going on with him. His son Riggs is in town, and they're taking a couple of days off to just hang out and be dad and son and have some fun, which is great. But no, I don't know what's going to be happening in the morning. I'll be tuning in at 6 a.m., just like you should. We'll find out then. It's easy enough. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, did you really just say to John Reed a while ago you were just too damn nice? Yeah. I meant to say too darn nice, but I'm not nearly as nice as John, so I think I said too damn nice. That's what it is. Yeah, sorry. Oh my gosh, it's wonderful to hear John, Lucy, and Henrico. Good. Well, I think you should go and, you know, you support John, support John. You support Winsome Sears, you support Jason Miaris, working hard to save the Commonwealth. Those are all good people. 804, does John have an online donation page for the campaign? Yes, johnreed4virginia.com. johnreed4virginia.com. All right, a couple of other things that you and I are chatting about. I am curious to know, with the Amazon Prime days, it used to be one day, now it's four solid days. We're in day number two, wrapping up day number two. People have this tendency to go, oh my God, something is cheap. I need three of them. And you buy a whole slew of things and you realize, well, I didn't actually need them. I don't care what the price was. I didn't need it. I needed a new laptop. You know that. I have been laptop free now for 2 weeks, something like that. It's just terrible. I feel like I'm living in the Stone Ages. So I did break down. I did buy a laptop that seems to be fitting for me. It will fit my needs. And I did find a company which apparently can recover the data from the old broken one. So that'll be good. I mean, that if that all works out, I'll be very happy. But yeah, the new laptop arrived today in the IT department. Will take pity on me this evening. We'll open up the box and she will make it work. Get her magical wand out and just sort of wave it in the direction of the laptop. Have you purchased anything on Amazon Prime over the last 2 days? I'm just curious to know. I'm just being nosy. Everything I've read says that the things to buy tech-related, I mean, in addition to a laptop or whatever you might need, it's the storage, right? Because you can get a 2 tera. Oh, there's the lightning. First official lightning. Okay. You can get a 2 terabyte external hard drive for $75. That's not bad. That's a lot of teras or a lot of bytes. I don't know which way they measure that, but it's a lot of stuff. It's a lot of room. And that is absolutely some good stuff. Oh, I heard something today. I just want to share this with you. I was chatting with some people who know. I won't tell you who those people were, but apparently, Mark Warner, the ever constipated Mark Warner, who has played the part of a U.S. senator now for what, 18 years, 24 years? I don't know, it's a long time. He said he wouldn't serve more than 2 terms. That was a couple of terms ago. That promise went by the wayside, proving that he was a liar. But he apparently is going to be visiting the Hanover Tomato Festival. You're thinking, well, what's the big deal? The Hanover Tomato Festival is really a cool thing. Oh, it is a cool thing. And it's packed with people. I mean, it is really packed with people. But Mark Warner, in all of his years in office, has never once visited the Hanover Tomato Festival. Why would Mark Warner, for the first time in, what, 40 years feeding at the public trough, why would the ever-constipated Mark Warner decide that he has to visit the Hanover Tomato Festival? You know why? Because maybe the polling numbers for him are not nearly as good as his folks would have you believe. That's my sense. My sense is that all of these people on the one side of the aisle say, it's a slam dunk, it's a slam dunk, no big deal, it's all going to be good. Well, maybe not nearly as good as you think, which actually is very good for the rest of us. A lot of discussion about the illegal alien situation. Tomorrow, Tony Pham is going to be here. Tony, as you know, was the director of ICE for President Trump. And he understands what's going on. He knows what's going on. And we'll get some more insight from him tomorrow. But Tom Homan is out and about. And I like Tom Homan. I like him a lot. I've mentioned I personally had the opportunity just to hang out with him a few times up in D.C. And what you see is what you get. Tom Homan is just an old-time cop. Now, he's brilliant. He's worked brilliant into it. And multilingual and a whole bunch of other stuff, but he really is down to earth and a cop. So there were a couple of us just sort of hanging out as ex-cops, retired cops, former cops, old cops, you know. And Homan, man, I like Homan. Take a listen. We got a couple of little clips from him. How about a little soggy number four there, Germ?
As far as ICE, it's a huge plus. 10,000 more officers. ICE. Look, I've been doing this since 1984. Border Patrol's been plussed up many times, and I appreciate that, and I'm supportive of that. But when people Border Patrol arrest somebody, they go in detention. Then they go into immigration hearing. Then if they get order removed, they get removed. That's all ICE's job. So our Border Patrol got plussed up over decades. ICE didn't. So now ICE finally is getting the resources they need. And, you know, it's going to put more boots on the ground, which we need right now. I just did an interview. There's over 600,000 illegal aliens in this nation with criminal histories walking the streets. We need to find them quickly. And for those that say 3,000 a day is too much, I want to remind them, do the math. We'd have to arrest 7,000 every single day for the remainder of this administration just to catch the ones Biden released.
How about that? How about that? Oh, one more. We've got another soggy one here. Soggy 6.
Mr. Homan, Zoran Mamdani, the likely next mayor of New York City, has promised not to cooperate with you or with ICE or deportations of any kind. Do you have a plan? Is there a plan to work around that? How are you going to handle it?
Good luck on that, because we're going to be in New York City, and President Trump said it 2 weeks ago. We're going double down, triple down in sanctuary cities. Why? Not because they're a blue city or a blue state, because we know that's where the problem is. We know they're releasing public safety threats and national security threats to the streets every day because they don't honor our detainers. We know that. We don't have that problem like in Florida, where every sheriff in the state's working with us. So where we're going to send our assets, we're going to send them where the problem is. Sanctuary cities. So I've said it before. We'll flood the zone of sanctuary cities. If they don't let us arrest a bad guy in a county jail, they're going to arrest them in a community. We're going to arrest them at a work site. So we're going to increase community operation. We're going to increase work site enforcement operation. We're going to get the bad guys. So if they don't want to help, get out of the way. We're coming to do it.
There you go. Hey, can he make it any clearer than that? Good for him. Taking a look at my email, jeff@thejeffcatshow.com. If you do want to shoot me an email, jeff@thejeffcatshow.com. Comes from, who is this, Bob? Bill. Bill says, hey, Jeff, just finished my first ever visit to Jake's Place. I loved the Jeff Cat sandwich. Good. Glad to hear it. You know, $2 from each Jeff Cat sandwich sold over, what, the next 4 or 5 weeks, something like that, is being donated to Team Cats as we raise money for the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. $2 from each Jeff Cat sandwich, Wendy and John Yeoman said, we'll donate that to Team Cats. We're trying to raise money for the Fatherhood Foundation. We're actually trying to raise $100,000 to celebrate our 10th anniversary of the father figure. So if you're hungry, go to Jake's Place. Buy a couple of Jeff Cat sandwiches. That really, they're great sandwiches, and you'll be helping out a great cause. Delicious and helpful. How about that? 515 Jeff Cats, News Radio, WRBA.